fool, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it out the Khyber Pass.
The Mirage.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
Yeah, Rob, good morning.
Good morning. I really struggled with this one. Not the fact that I had to use lots of long words. I don't mean it in that way. I mean the actual, the whole storyline of it. I did all my bits and pieces yesterday and I couldn't sleep last night just thinking about this story.
Oh, wasn't that big, beautiful, full, bloated moon we've been enjoying, has it?
Yeah. No. It was. Oh, it could have been. It could have had an influence on my brain.
Yeah.
Right, I'll get right into it because I've got quite a lot to talk about here.
Speaking of brains.
There's a company called Netcom in America and they're offering a mind uploading service that is 100% fatal. They'll preserve your brain, but you have to be euthanized for it to work.
Okay, so we can help you, but we just need to kill you first, sort of thing.
To me, this is it could only happen in America story.
There's a company, like a registered company.
They're actually getting money and stuff, and they reckon preserve your brains and then upload it. And they're doing all this.
We laugh about this, but... Joe Guy, you're a woman of the future. You understand that we might be as far away. Might not be as far away from this as we thought.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know what? The way you just put your lid on your pink highlighter and looked up, and went, "Yep."
I'll tell you for why. The reason they're doing this is someday in the future, scientists might be able to scan your brain and turn it into a computer simulation. They might. They're doing all this on the off chance that someone's going to do this in the future.
So me and Rob were talking about this morning, and I told him what it reminded me of. Have you seen Get Out by any chance?
So sort of
like the story in that is that like white people are so obsessed with black people that they have their brain transplants so that they are basically white brains in black shells or black vehicles, and that's sort of like what this sort of, that's the dystopian future this painted for me.
Yeah, well,
I binge watched 80 episodes of Atlanta last night. I did the right thing that a family man should do. I just waited till everyone sort of went to bed and then went, right, I'll just sit and squeeze in 300 episodes of TV. And I watched that and two episodes of Wild Wild Country, which was awesome as well. But that episode I finished Atlanta on was the Black Network TV one.
Yeah.
And the guy who's trying to be a white guy.
Show.
Yeah, it actually is good. And the thing is, as listeners to this show, when the people have been trying to get me to watch that for ages, and I finally did. It's worth it.
Wasn't Alexander Gander, like the Viewmaster guy, trying to get you to
watch it? Yeah, he was trying to force me to watch it. Yeah, now that he's gone.
How did you succumb?
I just was bored and couldn't find something else to watch, so I watched that. But anyway, Rob, back to, I mean, this is brain transplanting. Yeah. This isn't just pulling out a big old soggy old brain out of the top of the old hoop. Okay. This is a...
What they're doing, and I can't believe they actually got money for this, they want to hook a terminal person.
Donald Trump's their president, just so you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. They've already done tests already. This is a bit I found very disturbing. Just after Christmas... they managed to buy a dead body of this old lady and they experimented on a brain. They actually bought a body in America. You can buy bodies, apparently, to do experiments on. And they experimented on this lady's brain because they have to pump stuff into your head, like through your neck.
What are you talking about?
They've already done this, right?
What stuff do they pump into your head?
It's like a chemical. It's like a chemical mix. Right?
Really?
It's a chemical mix. They pump it into your head through your neck.
See, they don't teach you this at school, do they?
And the only people they can really do it on, because it kills you, is if you've got a terminal illness.
So, what about if you're if you're on death row?
Well, I suppose. If you know you're going to be brown bread, but you wouldn't want to reanimate someone on death row, would you? Because that's like movies have been made about that already.
Yeah, oh, look, we can do it. Sorry, but now that we've figured out we can do it, we have to kill you again.
Yeah.
sorry about that, eh? Oh.
But yeah, and the thing is, in America, there's this law. You can have assisted suicide if you're terminal. You can get a doctor to do it. They've been talking about it, and the lawyers are at it. And they reckon now they should be able to do this. This is going to be the next thing that they're going to do.
So this is like we know that you want to end your life, but we are also know that you want to hang on to it just in case.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? What's going on?
Well, I just got to say there's just this is what I can't get my head around, that the whole thing of it, that you can actually do it, and there's a
well, they can't show us they can do it yet.
No, they're doing it on the fact that they've watched lots of movies, probably had lots of mushrooms and trips and stuff, and thought, oh yeah, this could really work, man.
Well, not enough.
And there's like 150 people have already signed up for it and paid $10,000 deposit.
So they're signed up for a $10,000 deposit. That means so they're ready to go.
No,
they're ready
to shuffle off. Are they? At some stage of their life, they're going to do it. But there's a neurosurgeon has said, I've got to read this out. He sums it all up. Burdening future generations with our brain banks is just comically arrogant. Aren't we leaving them with enough problems?
Yes, exactly.
I feel future people will be appalled. Oh, this is a good one. That the 21st century people, the richest and most comfortable people in history, spent their money and resources trying to live forever on the backs of their descendants.
Their poor descendants, yeah.
Now, we know that's not true. People in the future didn't say that, because that Noah never mentioned that. The time traveller.
The time traveller. If
he'd come back
and
said, oh, hey, by the way, yeah, brain transplants work, I've got one.
Yeah.
But he never said a word about it.
Now, I'm sorry, Rob, I'm going to correct you there, Rob. It's not a brain transplant, it's an upload of what's in your brain.
Oh, no, you're correct. No, sorry, you are correct. Yeah.
I mean, brain transplants, that's just crazy. But
we have, what do you think about this? We've got a young gentleman here. I mean, don't you think when your time comes, you don't want us telling you what the fuck to do? You want to do it yourself, don't you?
No, I think it's a stupid idea. Brilliant. Trying to inject stuff into your brains. I mean, we've already got too many people on Earth anyway, so why try and keep ourselves around?
This is the thing that we... What is it? Human beings are just so stuck on staying alive forever, eh?
Yeah.
We're just so
even write songs about it.
We're obsessed by it. And if we did, you're right, though, it would be the rich and powerful who would do it first. Wow, that'd be cool. And there's a great the audiobook that I play, that Sapiens book.
Yeah.
The follow-up to that, which I'm going to play as well, listeners, don't you worry. It talks a lot about, so imagine like working for somebody who was 160 years old.
Yeah.
Someone who could afford to extend their life, and you'd be like, how old are you?
16.
So at 16, good morning, by the way.
Morning.
And at 16, you'd be taking orders from a 120-year-old. You know, at work, maybe because if you're 160 years old, having a kid would not be, well, say, the most important thing in your life. It'd be a thing that happens.
Saying, what this company wants to do, they want to put our brains and how we think into a computer simulation, so we wouldn't actually be human.
Computers? Well, they won't even be computers. They'll just be books that climb out of your tummy and talk to you.
It could all happen, but it's not going to. Yeah, I just, the more I thought about it, the more it freaked me out that they're actually doing this. There's already a company in Arizona that's got 150 heads.
Is there I wonder if you can just find them up and go, good morning, netcom.com. Hi, could I speak to bookings, please?
They're actually getting startup money.
From suckers, yeah.
From this company, that's where
evil villains.
Because you sent me the link to this.
I did send you the link to it.
And it is just just, I was not enough sleep last night. I was thinking, nah, this is
it's
horrible.
Ridiculous. I mean, unless of course, Rob, the possibility that we all already are in a simulation.
Yeah, it is a possibility.
Oh, don't say that, man. Really?
Oh, you never know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, I don't know if you've met him, here he is here.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist, and you are listening to 95 BFM.
Thanks, Neil. He wasn't able to prove that we weren't.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be happy about that, because I've been having a bit of bad luck lately, so...
Oh, it's all just part of the game that someone's playing with you.
Yeah, brilliant.
Like, because somewhere else in the universe, they've just got so much spare time. They could just simulate a whole universe themselves, which they're doing. But then who's to say that they're not a simulation, simulating a simulation? Who, in fact, are simulating a simulation?
But it was, in fact, the whole thing being
a simulation.
Okay.
This whole thing could be one fleeting idea happening in one single second from one thing that happened from an inside-out version of the Big Bang that we didn't even know about until 15 years from now.
True.
All the very best to you, Rob.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
She has very much. She has definitely undone her sea.